From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The polls have now closed in all seven of the states holding Democratic primaries or caucuses today, and John Kerry is having a big night. He has won in Missouri and in Delaware, and now he can chalk up another victory. Exit polls project John Kerry getting a big win in Arizona. Senator John Edwards of South Carolina, retired General Wesley Clark, and John Kerry are in a close race in Oklahoma, according to some very early returns. John Edwards got his first primary win tonight in South Carolina, beating Kerry 45-29%. Caucus results from New Mexico and North Dakota will be coming in later. We have reporters with the campaigns, and our coverage begins this hour with NPR's Linda Wertheimer, who is with Kerry supporters in Arizona. Linda, who invested the money and time in Arizona this time?
Well, John Kerry did not invest money and time early on, because when he began to see that he was going to have to take a stand in Iowa, that he had to win somewhere that was not his own next-door state, he pulled all his staff out of Arizona, pulled all his money out and his ads down, and went to Iowa and just threw everything he could into that pot. But after New Hampshire, as the money started to flow in again, he returned the Iowans to Arizona. They talked a lot about how they thawed out slowly when they finally got here again. And then he really turned up the heat in Arizona. Lots of ads, lots of surrogates traveling. His wife was out here much of the time between the New Hampshire primary and the Arizona primary, and Kerry himself was here for a day of appearances yesterday. So he really pulled out all the stops once he was able to see his way clear to do it.
Did veterans play much of a role in this primary?
It's a large chunk of the vote here, and the sort of thinking going in was that General Clark ought to be able to pull off quite a few of those veterans. From what I can tell from the exit polls, that did not happen.